You're listening to SBS News.
Help me put it on. I'll just start it for you. It'll be a bit tricky to get off. There you go.
3-year-old Jude is peeling the stickers off electrodes that will soon connect to his mother's pregnant belly. His mother, Adele, is 36 weeks pregnant. At this stage in Ms. Baker's first pregnancy, Jude had already been delivered. She says being able to check the progress of a pregnancy at home, rather than having to book a medical appointment, would be very helpful.
Going into the last few weeks of my pregnancy, after having Jude early, I'm obviously a little anxious and on high alert, so I think having a monitor like this would help me as I go through the next few weeks.
And help is on the way. A device called the Femum, billed as a virtual maternity ward, is expected to be ready by mid-next year. It's hoped it'll replace the need for frequent hospital visits for women with gestational diabetes, slow fetal growth, and at risk of preterm delivery. That will likely make life easier for expectant mums like Ms. Baker.
Yeah, I definitely think this monitor would really add to the convenience. Getting into doctor's appointments and obstetrician's appointment with my 3.5-year-old can be a bit tricky, so the monitor would provide a level of convenience.
Vinayak Smith, a Monash University Clinical Research Fellow, is one of the Femum's developers. Dr. Smith says it brings maternity care into the 21st century.
It's a home monitoring system, and it's the most comprehensive one that we have to offer in terms of a virtual obstetric clinic at the moment. So what this does is actually gives you the ability to actually monitor the mother in an outpatient setting for the first time.
Once a device is stuck on, it connects to the phone via an app, tracking the heart rate of mother and baby, as well as any potential heart contractions. That information is sent to the treating obstetrician in real time. Developers say the device will initially be available by prescription for the 10 to 15% of women in Australia with a high-risk pregnancy. Head of Obstetrics, Monash University, Professor Ewan Wallace, says it could provide extra benefits for mums who live in rural areas.
The benefit for us is that actually we can provide the care that women need, these high-risk pregnancies need, actually at home, in the comfort of the home, still under very close surveillance, without dragging women into hospital and being disruptive to them and their families.
Vinayak Smith says it's hoped the device will speed up the identification of distressed babies and enable quicker treatment.
They probably would have got their monitoring and their intervention much faster than the waiting time they have in the waiting room of a hospital today. So, yet to be proven as well in trials, but I think the waiting time is quite significant. They might not have even got their monitoring session by that point.
In-home trials are scheduled for January in Melbourne, with hopes the device will be made commercially available nationwide mid-2020.